Welcome back to Evolution of a Snake. I'm Zach.
And I am Madeline.
And today we are doing our part two of Taylor Swift's Pat Walks Year of Looks Year in Review. Unfortunately, Taylor has not been, I would say, as public about her fashion show parades at the Chiefs games as she has been in the past. So we have a little bit less material to work with. However, we do have a blitz of showgirl information to discuss. So we're going to discuss that here with you today as well.
Period. The thing is, I understand why she's not really doing the game pap walks anymore. I get it. I would just like to say that I miss them. I'm not saying she has to do it. I'm not saying you must entertain me. I'm just saying, even though some of them were so busted, I really miss getting to log in and see she's at the game and see whatever was waiting for me in that outfit. It was kind of like Mad Libs. You never know what you're going to get. A box of chocolates.
I miss the busted outfits most of all because it was so funny to wake up and see an American Girl doll come to life dressed by a four-year-old. It sent me into oblivion. Like, one of the best days of my life was Chanel bucket hat Anastasia coat.
That was like something else. That was something else. And you can't get that just anywhere. You have to go to the Chiefs game to get
that. It was baby born in a wig. It was everything to me. She looked like a Furby. Like, there are just so many iterations of meme that came from that. And then also, of course, we missed the serves. Because there were some.
Yeah, there were some serves. There were some serves. You know what? When I was looking through, like, all the Taylor Swift styled stuff, I went back into 2024. Those were the serves. 2024 is when she was eating those game looks.
Upon serve.
I feel like in 2025, she got a little, like, she kind of strayed from her light a little bit. Like, we were getting, like, more and more brand stuff she's never worn before, outfits that you'd never think you'd see her in, bucket hat, Penny Lane jacket, Anastasia. Like, it was just, we were losing the light a little bit, girls.
We were losing the light. And unfortunately, the light is still being lost, I would say, towards this, like, back half of the year. But we do have some great candidates. So there are some great candidates to discuss. Before we get into it, though, Taylor Swift's End of an Era's documentary is coming out very shortly. And we would love to react to it all for free for you on YouTube, but we can't because Disney copyright hates us. So I'm going to live stream my reaction to the Eras Tour movie. So if you're interested in that, patreon.com/swiftologist, time and date to be announced. And then I'll also be reacting, like playing the whole thing and reacting on Patreon only. So there will be some content on Swiftologist from me about like musings, takeaways, and we're going to do Evolution of a Snake episode by episode breakdowns. But for all that extra stuff, reactions, Madeline's got a bunch of stuff planned too. You gotta go behind the paywall. I'm sorry, we just can't put it up or risk copyright strike.
Yeah, we're not getting struck by the mouse. That's not happening. Thank you.
It's not happening again. And also, if you're in Australia, you need to come to the Snares Tour, evolutionofasnake.com. Go look at the tickets. They're selling really fast in Melbourne and Sydney. We need to be seeing you. Come and see us. Where do we start, Madeline? What is our first look that we are going to be looking at today?
First look. Now, the thing is, I could have figured out what game this was. I chose deliberately not to.
That's none of our business.
This was on August 28th. She is at some kind of a game. It wasn't a Chiefs game. It was some kind of game. Nonetheless, she's wearing a jean skirt, a sweater vest with nothing on underneath it. Keep in mind, it's August 28th. And she's wearing sort of knee-high nude boots with a little jean-colored handbag.
This is another one of those outfits where I'm like, what is this? Every piece individually, it's like if you laid them flat and looked at them together, what is that?
What really is killing me is the sweater vest with nothing on underneath it.
It don't fit.
I never seen that. The mini skirt is so cute. It's very like Y2K mini, but it's like pairing it with a sweater vest with nothing on underneath it. It completely negates any like, you know, Christina Aguilera Y2K reference and it just becomes nothing. An amalgamation.
We also have cable knit with pleated denim skirt and suede boot and like a blue bag that's a different color to the denim blue. It's a lot of issues going on.
Yeah, this is what her hair looks good. Her hair looks good. And you know what? Small consolation, because this is like, it kind of looks like something that like, if you went into your hamper on laundry day, you'd be like, it matches close enough and you just put it on. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. And then she added her fanciest bag just to like jazz it up a little bit. I have to say, not the best. Also, we don't have the best quality pictures. A lot of these are potato pictures that we're working with. So I'm going to go ahead and say that HQ wouldn't have helped.
No, no, you would only see just how baggy that top is, how awkward it's sitting over that super short skirt, the boots in high def, the color of them. They're not quite flesh toned. They're like a weird beige. You would see too much. It's better that we're not seeing it in high def.
So this one, it's a pass, I think, from both of us. Next up, we have sometime in September, Taylor is with Brittany Mahomes. She's wearing a Simkai plaid set, and she has those, I hate these shoes. This is a repeat wear, these Gucci loafer pumps. I have accepted that she wants to do a strappy sandal. I have accepted that she wants to do a loafer and a pump. This specific combination is so diabolical hoof to me.
That's the thing. It's kind of like the, you know, the hoof shoe that's like really big and like it's like high fashion couture hoof. This is kind of like the everyday wear version of the hoof. I'm not saying gallop. I'm not neighing. I'm not into it.
Neither
is
she.
I hate it. I don't despise it. I like a chunky shoe. It's just that this kind of chunk, the hoof.
It's like with, it's so disproportional is the issue as well. The heft is all at the toe box. And then we have the horse bit like element to it at the top as well. It's ridiculous. And like Gucci just does a nice horse bit loafer. Why don't we wear that? Why do we have to add backless strappy loafer to it as well?
Sometimes when I see her wearing shoes like this, I wonder how heavy it is to pick up like the front of her foot, like to pick up your toes. How heavy is it? Is it like this weird, like out of balance shoe that you have on your foot? What does it feel like?
And people are always like, well, we don't want her to wear heels because we want her to be comfortable. Those don't look comfortable. What are those?
Who's saying that these are comfortable? Who said that?
Well, that's the, whenever I mention anything about the loafer, the hoof, people are like, she wants to be comfy. That ain't comfy.
No, that's definitely, I wouldn't describe that as comfortable either.
Foot jail.
I like the set. The set is cute.
You do.
I like her hair.
The hair is cute too. Half up, half down. I want more.
Very cute. I like the little, I think she's got like a little, was that Chanel choker sort of a thing? I can't really tell the label on it. This guy looks like the two C's. It's probably not even that. I don't know. It looks cute, though.
Yeah. Brittany's makeup, it always astounds me when I see them next to each other because I think not only is Travis's style rubbing off on Taylor, I think we're getting a little Brittany Mahomes with it. But Brittany's makeup is literally Tati Glam Life Guru 2017.
You know when people make, I don't believe in this stuff for the record. I'm just saying what I've seen on TikTok. You know when people talk about like Republican makeup, that's what it looks like. I'm sorry, like literally, I don't believe there is such a thing as Republican makeup. I'm just saying this fits the trend. This fits the trend. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's like heavy. It like makes you look older. It's like a really heavy eye.
The View talk show.
Tommy Lauren. I'm sorry. That's the first person that springs to mind when I think of it. So Taylor, please, we don't need to let that touch the art. Let's get away from that. Let's pivot away from that.
But I do like the set. And I do like her hair. Mm-hmm. I like the beachy sort of thing that's going on. So
The only thing wrong here is the shoe.
I would give this a 75%. 75%.
Yep. I agree with you. Up next, we have October 7th in New York City. She's wearing a Dior bag. I actually really like this bag. Chamandi boots, a Miu Miu skirt, which she's worn before, and a leotard. What's not to like?
I like it. No, this is like a really classic fall Taylor look. I really like her classic fall looks. And every October she shows up and she's in one of her boots, she's in one of her skirts, she's got on a sweater or a bodysuit, and she's just rocking it hardcore. I love it. I love when she does fall. And this is a really cute, sort of like effortlessly chic, as they say, kind of a casual look. But I bet it wasn't.
I love the color of the boot.
It's a perfect fall, like orangey sort of a brown. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's like a really warm tan. I really enjoy this. I think also this, it's hard for her to go wrong. Classic. I think her Dior bags, generally, I like them better than her Louis Vuitton ones because they're not as like trendy. And they're still logo, which she loves. Clearly, she loves a logo now. So if we're going to do a logo, like the Dior saddlebag, this little Dior number here, I'm good with it. They were dying for this to win at the Snammies for best pat walk of the year.
They did. And you know what? They were right. They were right. It's a great look.
They were right. It's a good
look. She looks gorgeous. Gorgina.
October 19th, a serve we'll never get to really see.
This one bothers me.
This is the cutest Sim you've ever seen in the world in the background. You're like, come back, come back. Who made you? Where did you come from?
Who is
you never
that?
Get to see her again.
The hair is what really strikes me. It's like perfect. Absolutely perfect. Like Barbie doll perfect hair. And we'll never get to see it. You can't even tell if she's wearing, I think she's wearing shorts, but it could be a skirt. High-waisted shorts, maybe, with a little red corset, and then her little boots. It's perfect. And we don't get to see it. She said, no, none
why?
For you. None
why
for
not?
You.
And the bustier is so cute. It has like a little zip that goes up the side. Taylor.
It's hot stuff. She was out to dinner, and she wanted everybody to know she was out to dinner in Kansas City.
Show us. We want to see. In Kansas City?
Kansas City.
All of that for Kansas City. Meanwhile, we're doing Monster on the Hill with Sabrina Carpenter in New York. And I can't.
A great look, and we don't get to see it. Thank you so much, Taylor.
Thank you, Taylor. October 30th in New York City, right before Halloween. Now, this is where I said we're so back. Manolo boots, Louis Vuitton camera box bag. I'm pretending I don't see that. It does match the outfit, so we'll give that. She's wearing a turtleneck dress and an oversized leather jacket. The hair, I don't love, but everything else, serve.
Yeah, I actually really struggled because, you know what? Let's bring this up. For episodes like this, TaylorPictures.net has rendered itself completely unusable.
It has.
So I have
to fight
for my life to find these pictures. And I was like, I want a good picture of the hair because I want to talk about how much I hate it. How much I hate it. I don't dislike a braid, but she did this a couple of times. I think there's another one coming up where she does a ponytail and then they braid the ponytail. So it's like this sporty sort of tennis braided pony. And it's like, I don't remember you playing tennis. Like, I don't remember that. That's not my
memory. With the bangs out, too. Like, the bangs just normal as they are.
I don't. I'm not crazy about the hair at all. I do like the dress. Like, the sweater dress thing I'm very into. But I feel like the baggy jacket, like, we should have done a long trench.
I see what you mean, but I kind of like the proportion that the baggy jacket is giving with the dress and the leg exposed and the boot. I like the tone of this brown. I think the tone of this brown is really nice. The hair, girl, I'm saying with a braid, why does it always look so skinny? Can we add, like, if you're going to do a tight braid like that, why don't we add some, like, clip-ins in? Like, a little,
it looks
just
like
add some hair into it.
If it whipped you, it would hurt because it's so, like, dense.
But it wouldn't leave a bruise because it's not that much hair.
Right. My childhood dog, he would get so excited to go outside, his tail would whip against the wall. And one day, he whipped it so hard against the wall, it put a hole in the wall. That is what this ponytail reminds me of.
A you know it's got to be like hairsprayed down.
Yeah.
Taylor's affiliation with Louis Vuitton, her affinity for Louis Vuitton leather goods specifically, really PMO, because I just think that it is so tacky. And I mean, it matches with the outfit, but like, I hate that bag. It's influencer.
This is like one of my like strongest, I'm not really into fashion. I'm not really into labels. I'm not really into brands, but like I do have an opinion on Louis Vuitton and I think it is the ugliest goddamn shit on the face of the planet. I hate the branding. I think it's ugly. It's ugly.
It's tacky. It's really tacky. And that's kind of all there is to it. So for this, I'm going to give it like an 80% or even 85%.
Yeah. I'm going to give her an 80. I feel comfortable with 80. I love the boot. That's my favorite part of the outfit and the sweater dress. Very cute.
Oh, a great, great boot. Up next, we have her at a private club in New York City in November. Serving the house down boots. She's wearing a Balenciaga mini dress and she's doing Stella McCartney bag and boot. Can you remind me, Stella McCartney is a vegan brand, yes? So this snakeskin stuff would be like pleather?
I actually don't
know. She's vegan, right?
But I would assume.
I think so.
I would hope. Taylor's never worn a fur or anything like that. That's not.
No.
So she would never do that. So I'm saying, yes, it's vegan.
She wears leather all the time, so it's not out of the realm of possibility. But I think for Stella, not necessary. Her face card is, like, stunning to me here.
Yeah, the hair is really nice. The face card's really nice. You can't really see what she's actually wearing because she's got the big coat on. One thing I will say, something I really don't like about some boots is they do a funky point. And these boots
kind of like
point in a very
angle.
strange way that I don't really care for. I like the concept. It matches the bag, which you can't really tell, but I was looking at like Super HQ, so I could tell the boots and the bag are identical. They have the same exact snakeskin, which is pretty cunty.
Ring, I like that. On display.
Ring for all to see, ladies and gentlemen, and why not?
As it should be. Oh, she's at Zero Bond. Okay, fancy. Her hair and her makeup, her eyes look so blue. I really like this. I mean, the square toe of the boot is not my most favorite thing in the world, given the like proportions of the rest of it. But I looked up the mini dress underneath, and it's really cute.
Okay, well, period.
Thank you, Gigi Hadid. Gigi Hadid always gets her to do something cunt.
Yeah, well, when you're with Gigi Hadid, you can't be showing up looking busted. You can't.
No, you can't be doing your Blake Lively, it ends with us, flower shop behaviors when you're with Gigi Hadid.
You cannot be doing that.
Up next, and probably my favorite look of the year, Travis also serving November 5th at the Polo Bar in New York City. Taylor's wearing an Alaya off-the-shoulder bodysuit, Stella wool pants, a Stella bag, and Jimmy Choo leather wedge pumps. Hello, business bitch.
The thing that is bothering me about this is like it really has to be off the shoulder, otherwise it ruins the whole look. The off the shoulder is the whole point, and it makes the whole outfit what it is.
That is weird. Why would she pull it up?
She's always doing stuff like that.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't see that.
She's always doing stuff like that. This isn't. I have no strong feelings towards this. It kind of looks like she's on lunch from her job. Mm-hmm. This is in her little bag here. She's got her little salad that she's taking back to the office. That's what it looks like to me.
Period. Well, you know, this is Swiftologist bait, this specific outfit. I like the row, the Mary-Kate and Ashley thing. I think it's really chic. And I thought she looked good. There's also an insane picture, but she like turns her head to the side and the wind kind of like blows her hair a little bit. And whoever was standing in front of her with the camera got the money shot.
That's what we need. That's what
we
need.
And Travis doesn't look the fool.
No, he looks like a normal guy. Thank God.
Rare.
I love it when he looks like a normal guy.
What do you think about people wearing jewelry over sleeves? I don't know that I love that as a trend in general.
Oh, you know what it reminds me of? It's so like a white lady who's 45 and is wearing like big stone jewelry that clangs around over their sweater. It reminds me of a specific thing. It's not like a young person's thing, so I never really think about it, but like she's aging herself up doing that. That's my opinion.
It kind of gives,
like
I really
thing.
Want you to see my expensive bracelet. I don't want to hide it under my sleeves. So, all right. Sure. We'll look.
As if we don't know that you're wearing expensive jewelry already.
If we don't know. November 6th in NYC, strong mother quake heard around the world in different continents. I love this look. We have rose lace tights. We have an LV chain sweater. We have an LV double wrap face mini skirt, LV boots, and LV bag. Even Louis Vuitton sometimes doesn't make mistakes.
Even Louis Vuitton gets it right sometimes. I love the skirt. I really, really like the skirt. I love a wrap skirt. I just like the way that it looks, the way that it like wraps up. And you can see the seam. Like I just think it's very like classy and like kind of chic. I like the bag actually a lot. It's just like a simple sort of black bag. I love the tights. I love the boot. It's a great look. It's a classic look.
I don't love the bag because I hate that like quilted pattern. Quilted leather moment just for any brand is not really my favorite. I love how the clasp of the skirt, there's like a little teeny tiny monogram at the top. I think that looks kind of cute. The tights are really good. The makeup is amazing.
Yeah, she looked, the hair, the bangs are done perf. Her little red lip popping out. I love a red lip on an all black outfit. It's always like so glamorous to me. Looks amazing.
And when she puts a gloss over it, she's really into her matte lips lately. The gloss needs to come back.
It does.
And her
Absolutely.
Highlight. Bang!
And then you have Travis in the background. I don't even know what to think about that.
Going to the airport. Taylor's going
something?
To dinner with the Kennedys and he's going to the airport.
I don't like it when men wear matching sets. Like a matching
That's Travis's whole
pant and like a matching jacket. I don't like it. It's like, there's something about it where it's like, that's not for you. Like, sets are
it's a
for
lack of creativity. Other,
it is. It's like, try something else. I don't like it.
He also loves to do this thing where it's like, I want to wear elevated athleisure as formal clothes. And my humble opinion is that like, a sweatsuit is never going to be appropriate to wear to dinner, no matter if you make it corduroy, no matter if you try and, I don't know, add a little collar. I can tell that it's a sweatsuit and this looks like a sweatsuit to me. They are dressed to go to different places.
Especially because, like, he's doing that thing where the pants are not fully pulled over the boot. So they're, like, half inside the boot. It's just, like, there's, like, a lack of care given to the look. It's a lack of care, okay?
But he's the fashion guy, and she's taken all her cues from him.
This is what they claim. You guys should see some of his old Instagram posts. That'll really kind of, that'll cheer you up.
Yeah, let's look at that fashion guy. Let's look at that fashion guy. November 7th. A day when Taylor decided that she wanted to humiliate Sabrina Carpenter. She's wearing a Thom Browne shirt and miniskirt, the Row half moon shoulder bag, and her heinous Gucci horsebit platform loafer. But this time, they are quilted leather and red.
Where do I even begin? This is one of the most ugliest things I've ever seen in my life. This looks like
the baggy.
I hate, like, three-quarter length baggy sleeves. If you're going to do a three-quarter length sleeve, commit to the bit. The bagginess of it is, she looks like, it's like a sport shirt. It's like she's on the golf course. That's what it reminds me of. Hate it.
I actually don't mind the idea of this outfit. I like the idea of a polo shirt with a skater skirt. I think it's cute. Even the plaid I can kind of get into. What I hate are the color tones. Like, I hate the different browns. It's so drab. Like, it's a very dull outfit. Like, the gray collar, it's just not giving. And she's wearing that horrible lip color that I hate.
The funkiness of the skirt, it's not the fact that it's funky, it's the way that it's done. I don't mind it being, like, all choo-choo-choo. Like, that's fine. It looks like a flap, like, on the front. Like, it's just, the idea of it is fine. The execution, the stripes, I hate it. Oh my God, it's my least favorite.
I also hate a three-quarter sleeve. Be a short sleeve or be a full sleeve. Those are your two choices. I don't want a three-quarter sleeve. And for a polo shirt especially, it just looks bizarre. Those shoes, it's clown. It's giving clown.
Clump, clump. Clump, clump. I want to hear what they sound like walking down the street. Clump.
And they
clump,
said
clump.
That it was misogynistic to say that this was Bigfoot compared to Sabrina Carpenter. It's not about saying Taylor's big. It's about when you're going out with your friend that's 5 foot, you don't try to look 6'8" and you know you're going to have your picture taken.
People
if they were going
also,
to like wherever, they look crazy. They both look crazy.
People were also like genuinely mad at Taylor for not wearing a flat or something. It really, the discourse around these cracked me up because I think they're the funniest pictures ever taken.
They're hilarious to me. And if she was serving, if she was looking amazing, I would say tower over Sabrina. Like the picture of her and Bruno Mars, my favorite picture in the world.
Yeah, tower over him. With Sabrina, it's like, well, Sabrina's dressed better. So.
Well, Sabrina looks like she knows where she's going. Again, yeah. With Taylor, it's like, where are you headed?
She doesn't know.
To dinner? What do you need to have all that height for at dinner?
She doesn't know. Sabrina looks really cute. Period.
Her hair is nice, though. I do like the half up, half down thing. Let's do that
yeah.
more.
I love that. Absolutely Gorgina.
So then that's pretty much it from the overall fashion looks of the year. What are your thoughts about her street style in 2025 compared to 2024?
I prefer 2024 for sure. There are some like unbelievable smashes in 2025 though. But overall, I think 2024 was better. I just feel like 2024, it was so much more magical. Let's put it that way.
2025 was a little bit less random. Like, she was very randomista in 2024. Like, you never knew what she was going to show up wearing. But 2025, it's like definitely she's doing a thing.
We don't know what it is.
It's Louis Vuitton. Like, that's the thing.
It's the thing. All right. Well.
It's monogram and Louis Vuitton.
It reminds me of when everybody was so mad when Jennifer Lawrence was doing press for, like, all the Hunger Games movies. She was, like, signed to or she was representing, I don't know, Dior. So every time she would do an event for the Hunger Games, she would show up in an ugly Dior gown. And this is what it's starting to remind me of. Like, if she's going to show up, she's going to be in her ugly Louis Vuitton. Like, you have... No, they're not. It's free promo. And for what? I'm not buying it, are you? No.
All these years spent carefully curating a high-low. She's definitely really not doing that as much anymore, for sure. It's a lot more like, I'm buying my gorgeous, gorgeous Louis Vuitton camel skirt with a logo. You can't have it.
Is the Row like a luxury brand, like a luxury brand?
Yes. The Row is even more expensive than like a Louis Vuitton. Like it's like the most expensive. That's the point of it.
That is something else.
We're talking like $2,000 for a sweater.
N-O-M-B. None of my business. Thank you so much, girls.
I think we actually got better fashion moments in the album promo stuff that she did, for sure. There was some more thought put into it, and a lot of it was definitely giving showgirl. I mean, it's such a fun concept for aesthetic and style. When we look at how her personal style, I can see how 2024's personal style related to torture poets. Like, I got it. It kind of made sense. 2025's, like, how what she's wearing, how does this Tom Brown fit into showgirl? We don't know.
And for people thinking, like, what is she supposed to do? Go out in her brassiere and her feather boa? Well, I'd like to take you back to a time. It was a mystical time. It was a magical time. It was a time called Reputation. That was another instance where the coding of the album was really ridiculous kind of clothing, stuff that you wouldn't normally wear. But when you look at the street style that she was doing in the rep era, you get it. It's not so, like, pounding it into your face. It was like army patterns and, like, you know, big oversized sweaters and a thigh-high boot. Like, it was very, like, not calculated. I shouldn't say that. But it was very, like, conscientiously, like, I'm coding the album and the era, but in a way that still feels like casual wear and still feels like me. These clothes, girl, some of these, I'm saying, who is that?
What happened to character dressing? She did the same thing for Red, actually, doing her kind of like 50s cosplay vintage. Whether you liked it or not, it was definitely a look that she committed to. 1989, it was, I'm doing my two-piece set. I'm the fashion girl. Like, there was even Lover. Hideous, but on theme.
But you know what? In hindsight, I remember when Red was happening, I hated it so much. I was like, oh my God, the grandma dresses. Now I look back and I'm like, you know what?
It was bold.
It was cunty. Let's make fun of it now in hindsight.
Let's make fun of the girl who put herself out there, who took a risk.
And you know what? It was fun that she was like, she had like a style and like a branding. Now I don't. The 2025 looks.
It's giving more engagement moment. And that's fine because it also was engagement year.
That's fine. And we clap
on the chair. But let's look at a real showgirl moment, okay? Jimmy Fallon, most annoying interviewer of all time, we've been new. She's wearing an off-the-shoulder Giuseppe Di Morabito, definitely butchered that, mini dress with Jimmy Choo sandals. And I gagged.
Yeah, this is a really great one. I love the on one shoulder, off one shoulder. I love the jewelry. I love a silver. She's a silver beauty. I just love silver on her. I love gold on her, though, too, actually.
She looks great in anything glittery. I think anything shiny is, like, a good moment for her. And she doesn't really wear bejeweled. I get, like, it can read as very young. But I feel like this is super beautiful. I love the way that the neckline goes. And I think it's hard to dress for late night appearances because you really have to think more about how does it look sitting down.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it looks great. This is a great dress to be sitting down in.
See how this fits her? You see how it fits?
Yeah, it's perfect. Mm. And it really shows off the leg, you know, the body, yaddy, yaddy. That's what we want to see. That's what the fans want to see on the talk show. They want to see what was the old joke in 1989? They're insured for $1 million or something.
Yep, $40 million.
Yeah, we'd like to view them. Thank you.
I think the eye makeup is a little heavy and the lip is very dark, but that's just nitpicking. I like the hair, actually.
I kind of like the makeup and I like the lip. I like the lip because it reminds me of this certain like bamboo pink that was really popular in like the late 90s. It's very Buffy the Vampire Slayer color to me. I love it.
Yeah, with like a liner. Okay, thanks, Taylor. Up next, Seth Meyers. I actually love this look so much. Wiederhoff top and miniskirt. I didn't realize it wasn't a dress. I didn't realize it was a two-piece.
And you know what? It's seamless and it's beautiful and everybody clapped and cheered and they stood up on their feet. And
this is very Madeline-coded. This is the most Madeline thing she's worn in a long time.
It is. No, I love, I really love, probably my favorite thing about it is the piece of jewelry because it's like perfectly accentuates everything else that's going on. It's like and you guys know I don't like the giant jewelry, but like when it works and it's like perfect in the outfit, it just totally to me ties the entire outfit together. I love the design on the two-piece. The shoe, it matches parts of the dress, but like if I look away and I move away from the shoe, I'm like, this is the most perfect outfit I've ever seen in my life. No notes.
And the jewelry looks like it was made as part of a set for the dress. It's like that perfectly matched. So thank you, Joseph Castle, for doing something. She's also cinched the hell in.
Oh,
she cinched in for the gods. And it's making her sit up straight.
Yeah,
she looks great.
Oh, yes. And I love the way her hair looks too. She was really into the half up, half down. It's funny to see everything like back to back to back. I wasn't noticing that in real time, but now I'm seeing it. She was half up.
There's also a video of her accepting an award, like backstage at this event. And she's like holding the award and standing in the dress and the hair. And she looks really good.
I love this outfit. I think this is my favorite Showgirl promo outfit for sure. It's just perfect.
It's also it's kind of the Fate of Ophelia music video coded, actually.
Yeah. And you know what? I miss stuff like that. I miss when she would show up to stuff like this and there'd be like a quote unquote Easter egg in like something that she was wearing, because I do think that's what she was thinking of. I think was thinking like the flowers. It works. And I cheer.
In America, she was thinking. Then she went to the United Kingdom and she turned her brain off.
These Graham Norton pictures, I like can't look at them.
I know. These are not great pictures. So when she went on Graham Norton, she wore a David Coma mini dress with like a bejeweled collar and Louboutins. This dress, I think she's worn a variation of this kind of dress several times. It's really nothing to write home about. I like the earrings, the hair.
That comb over is diabolical.
The forced side part. They were in there.
They were
with the styling brush
there. And like, to be fair, when you actually watch the interview, it looks a lot better. Something about the pictures, the shadowing, something was going on in that studio with the still images, because in motion, it doesn't look that bad. But man, I'm looking at this picture and I'm like, oh, who is that?
There's been a lot of discourse about how she looks in this specific instance, the kind of discourse we don't engage in. So we warn you and caution you in the comments. We're not going to do that. But yeah, this definitely wouldn't have been my favorite Showgirl look. It's kind of boring as far as Showgirl goes for your one big UK late night interview. We could have done a little something sparkle.
Yeah, the collar. I hate those giant gem rhinestone. Especially hate it when it's just like a collar. I think it looks tacky.
It's like Countess Luann's statement necklace.
It is. No, it's what she's wearing at her cabaret.
it's Giovanni. Giovanni. This is Giovanni. The designer is Giovanni, by the way. It's Giovanni. Taylor's feeling Giovanni.
Yeah, so this is probably out of like these three promo moments, that's my least favorite for sure. I don't like it. I don't like it.
If someone ever tells you that you look like you're feeling Giovanni, no, they are insulting you.
Yeah, it's Luann didn't take it that way. She made a whole song about it. I'm feeling Giovanni.
She made a whole, and she's the only one that can feel Giovanni.
Yeah, we're not allowed to. Thank you.
Up next, these were all filmed in the same day, so I guess she just changed multiple times. UK radio promo. She's wearing a Saint Laurent V-neck sweater and an ALC skirt. This orange. Imagine seeing that at 6 o'clock in the morning. But throw out my coffee.
I'm kind of cheering. I would love to see this orange at 6 o'clock in the morning, but I'm an orange girl. I'm an orange girl. I'm a fall girl. I like the fall palette. I would cheer. Plus, that's Baby Spice. So this image, it's putting me in a certain kind of a way, and I'm cheering.
Baby Spice looks amazing. I did not even notice it was her until just now. I'm looking at her. She looks fabulous.
That's the diva. No, she does. She, listen, that's what happens when you age with grace, with love, with thoughtfulness, with feminism in your heart. This is what you look like. Absolutely Gorgina Perfecto. All of the Spice Girls, honestly, like, let's open the case. They all look really, really good. But nonetheless, I love the skirt, but I think that the sweater is too baggy for the
It's got a weird skirt. A weird hem. I think it's interesting to see her next to Emma as well, because Emma has such a bright blonde. It points out to me just how dark Taylor's blonde has gotten. It's kind of bronze these days.
Bronze. Oh, I like that. Especially towards the root. Those roots are coming in dark, baby. They're like,
I'm saying,
like a nice,
let's lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, when's the last time? Well, we know when the last time was. We know. A certain
Lover,
someone.
She kind of did it too. But Lover, it went a little yellow.
Yeah, that's the thing about messing with blonde. You can really go down a dark path.
She probably wants to keep her hair healthy. And I completely understand that.
I support it.
It gets heat styled like every day. Like, I'm sure she doesn't want to add maintaining blonde to the list of things to do. But if we were looking for something to do different, personally, I think the outfit that Emma Bunton is wearing should be on Taylor. Look at it. Gorgeous.
Oh my God, that little...
Gorgeous scene, the fussy bow?
Those like, the little bows that come up on the collar. I love that. It's so cunt. I love it.
Taylor swap. Taylor go change.
Taylor swap. Taylor swap. So this is okay. I don't have any like big problems with it or anything, but it's just kind of like cute, cozy fall. Nothing to write home about.
Next up, we have her in a Cult Gaia bodysuit, a Gucci miniskirt, and black leather boots. That skirt really reminds me of the Gucci coat she wore that is the same. I wonder if they're part of the same collection.
They must be. I prefer the coat. Yeah, I like the gem, like the bottom, but I have like, this could just be a me thing. I don't like that straight, firm, like hard line skirt. It just looks kind of awkward to me. I don't like the way, it's like boxy, you know what I mean?
It doesn't really fit, which again, as we know, is the entire issue always. But this is also pointless because she's doing interviews behind a desk for this. So all that we're seeing when she's giving these interviews are orange sweater and black sweater. And I'm kind of like, but it's showgirl.
Yeah, that's actually a really fair point.
But we're showgirl. You want to wear a sweater? I'm all for it. Can we get an embellished sweater? Giovanni sweater.
Not around here. She could have worn the cardigan.
She could have worn. She should have. I'm saying it. She should have done it. Now, I do like this next thing she wore. This is a David Koma embellished crystal set. Cute. Comfy, cozy.
Yep.
But a little showgirl.
It's very, very cute. I love stuff like this. This is like that jacket that I'm obsessed with. I really need to get that. I love simple with like a little bit of something on it. And I really like all over crystal or gem patterns like this. I just think it's really cute. Like polka dots, but make it gems or rhinestones or glitter. I really like it. It's really cunty.
It's special. It's blue in your hair.
It's special. It's a little something to add on to the outfit. I love it.
And this is a really good interview too.
Yes. Was this also in the same day or no? These three were.
I don't know, probably. I think they probably all were the span of 1 or 2 days. I guess they were morning shows, so she could have done them all.
Yeah, she could have. Oh, Taylor, that's a busy day.
The lip is the same color, if I'm not mistaken. I think it probably was a busy day.
It does look. Oh my God, Taylor. Okay, well, she's brave. She's a brave soldier.
One out of three.
She's working.
For me, one out of three. Even that plaid set that she wore with Brittany Mahomes, that would have been so cute sitting down.
Yeah, that would have been really cute sitting down. Yeah. But
Taylor. Let's talk about some of the looks that we got for the album, for the music video. I put this one up first because I think it is my favorite. This is a custom dress. I don't know what this is from. Is this one of the just the pictures that comes with the variants? I think they were signing this picture, right?
This picture? This is, I don't know where it is inside of the thing, but she wore this in the Ophelia video.
Yeah. No. Sorry. She has another one that she wore in the Ophelia video. But it looks similar, but is different. If you scroll down, I have it in the next page.
Hold on. Let me look at this. Oh, interesting.
She got two of them made.
This is the Ruin the Friendship, if you can believe this, the Ruin the Friendship lyric video picture in the movie. So that's the only thing that I'm thinking
of. Are
you
kidding?
I'm looking at this. Yeah, this is for Ruin the Friendship.
I'm serving cunt at your funeral. Okay. My advice is always ruin friendship.
Some of the lyric video images were really, really funny. And this is all I think about when I see this image is that now. So, but it is,
Face card crazy, that pink lip, yeah. I love
all the different iridescent colors in this, what we want to call this, dress, bodysuit, whatever you want to call it. I also love the teardrop sort of a... What is that called? With the fringe moment. Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's amazing. What kind of sets this one apart from the other one to me is the really cool fringe. I feel like if Lover served, this could have been an album cover. Like if Lover was a cunty album, like this really could have been a good album cover moment look for Lover.
It is very Lover coded, actually. It's kind of like it. It's amazing.
Had a baby, this picture. The next look is also another custom dress. This one's called the Celine. The shoe is crazy to me. I love this shoe. It's so cunty.
I love this picture with the spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. The room service.
Yeah, it's just so cunty.
That's showgirl. That really is
so. This is an image.
Showgirl.
No, the thing is, Showgirl has like one of the best photo shoots of any of her albums. The pictures mm-hmm. are crazy good, like insanely good. I love all of the imagery. I love the packaging of Showgirl too. Like the physical copies of it are really beautiful. Probably my favorite thing about the album is the photo shoot and is the packaging because it feels it. No, seriously, this is not
my favorite
hating.
Thing about the music is
no, this
the,
is
the
not
images.
Hating. I'm talking. I'm saying. I meant as an era. I meant as an era.
Oh,
I meant
right.
as an era. Mm-hmm. But it's just like it. She said she wanted to be luxurious and glamorous. All of the pictures feel that way, especially the one of her up on the bed.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's not for just anybody.
I love the room service one. To me, that really is the embodiment of Showgirl. Like the messy pasta, the half-drank cocktail. She's in her gorgeous gown. Everything about this image is everything to me. Up next, this is probably my favorite image of the entire era. She's wearing a kind of burnt orange. It's almost ombre into red. And it's a custom Gucci gown with custom gloves and earrings from Lorraine Schwartz. I love this image and I love this color palette and I love this look and the hair. Ah!
Yeah, I really love that big, like glamorous hair. What's funny is it's doing the comb over from the Graham Norton show.
I was just thinking
doing
that.
It, but it's doing it well. It's like something is like different about the way that it's styled that it doesn't
have
that.
Well, there's movement. That's probably what it is. Like she's in motion.
So much better. And I love the dress. I love that color orange. It's just absolutely, it's perfect showgirl. I love the earring peeking out. It perfectly matches everything. I love the eye makeup. I do wish the lip were darker. I do have to say that.
Interesting.
I think that it's a little... Okay.
If we did the I Don't Want to Live Forever glittery lip, I'm always asking for that.
God.
But that would have really gagged.
It would have. It almost would have been too much. They would have said, oh no, you're serving too much.
Mm-mm.
We have to reel in a little bit.
Police is here. You're under arrest.
Absolutely, Gorgina. Gucci.
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 Thank you, Gucci.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gucci. She did that. Maybe she snapped. Maybe Gucci snapped.
Maybe she snapped. Maybe she snapped.
Maybe she snapped. Next up, we have her Paolo Sebastian couture gown. I love this. It's gorgeous.
This, I will never forget. I walked into the theater late to see so this was on the screen as we were walking in, and I thought it was Nicole Kidman. I was
it
like,
does
oh, Nicole,
look
Kidman.
Like Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman got a cameo in the Fate of Ophelia music video, and the whole time it's Taylor in a red wig. I should have known.
No, that's Sadie Sink.
I should have known.
That's Sadie Sink.
She looks amazing.
So good. All the wigs in this video
really
look
good
better
wigs.
Than her normal hair sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying just wear the red
long
wig.
Red wig. This like sea witch fucking wig is
it
really,
looks like
really
an
cunty.
Expensive wig, too.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
like
yeah.
human
no.
hair.
It looks real. It looks really real.
And they did her eyebrows ginger too. Yeah.
They commit to the bit. This is her thing.
Just
when
go
she
red,
puts on
Taylor.
A red wig, she
just
puts on a red wig. She's not messing around. She's doing the eyebrows too. She said, I'm
simply
a redhead.
Simply gorgeous. Simply
she loves
beautiful.
It. I love it.
Up next, okay, this picture. I said the other one was my favorite picture. This is also one of my favorite pictures. Custom Versace gloves and what do you even call that? A bodysuit, I guess?
Yeah, I guess it's like a bodice, bodysuit, something like that. Works for me.
She's got some crystal pumps on and the pumps, I didn't put a picture here, but the pumps are like really Dorothy coated. They're like sparkly red pumps. This image, the wig, this is another fantastic wig. Platinum blonde.
And it looks, it's like a different blonde, I think, than the Bleach Yellow blonde. So it really mm-hmm. looks like you've never really seen her looking like this.
White, almost.
I remember being gagged down to my gills. This is probably my favorite look in the Ophelia music video because I think it gives Showgirl in the best way. I also really love the pictures of her on the phone. There's mm-hmm. something so Showgirl, like backstage coded about being on the phone in your full outfit.
She's getting her half-hour call to get on stage.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's a mix of Marilyn Monroe and Cruella de Vil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's she looks evil. That's the thing. Eyebrows are doing that thing where she looks evil. I love it.
I cheer. She actually looks evil in a lot of these pictures. This, to me, is father figure. She's saying, cancel the card.
Cancel it. Now.
Cut Thank you, Taylor. And I love the beauty mark, too.
Dead ass.
See, there was so much potential for...
But nonetheless,
for the
five
song EP, this is just simply amazing content. It really is. For a five song EP, it is. Girl, you did it. You went to the moon. This next look also gagged me to hell and back. It gagged me to realize that this wasn't a custom thing. That dress is like a dress that exists in the world. It is a Cavalli Spring 2025 rope dress. She's also wearing a vintage 1800s bangle, which is cool. Serve. She's wearing her You Belong With Me wig. Yeah, wig.
Now, you just close your eyes and you take yourself. Imagine Elizabeth Taylor blasting at you as she sensually touches the ropes. That was my experience in the movie theater. And I said, this is worth every penny. This
that
was worth
look actually
every
should
penny.
Have been reserved for an Elizabeth. You know what? The Fate of Ophelia music video should have been the Elizabeth Taylor music video. Can we say that?
We can say it to a point. We can say it to a point. We can say it in the sense
looks.
That the rope look, yeah.
And the one
we
before
needed
this
the rope
too.
Look in the Elizabeth Taylor music video big time. We needed it big time. All I care about is that she puts on the wig. Put on the wig and put on the outfit, go to the Plaza Atenea, wherever that is, and do whatever you have to do. I don't care. I want the music video. I'm still saying it.
Of all the wigs, I have to say, brunette wig is not my favorite. I think probably red, followed by blonde. Brunette, I don't know. I don't think she looks good as a brunette, personally. She looks too evil when she's brunette.
This is like the age-old like thing about like who's more evil, blondes or brunettes. And brunettes are always like the evil as compared to the, as famously shown in the You Belong With Me music video.
Famously. I was just about
shown.
To say, Taylor it's, herself said.
Yeah. There is something like really like dark, literally, about the dark wig on Taylor. I like it. I think we've never really gotten a chance, other than the Busted Wildest Dreams music video, to really see
busted
the power.
To you. Busted,
busted
to
many.
You.
Busted to many.
Busted, no, busted really busted to
many.
You. Busted to Madeline and no one else in the world. Some of us love that music video and love that movie.
I loved that. It was a film.
I love that movie.
Cinema.
It was. To me, it was a movie. That was Wildest Dreams, the long film. That's what it was.
But you know what? I would give anything to have a music video like that again. That was like a full storyline. We need that.
Because The Fate of Ophelia wasn't a storyline. It was just a series of looks. And I love that because
we love it.
It's better than the storylines that we've been given in the past. The thing is, we want storyline, but we want storyline not directed and written by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, can it just be simple? Like, you know, like You Belong With Me?
Well,
I'm
Elizabeth Taylor is a great storyline. That's a great story.
It's perfect when we need it. And we will, I think we'll see the harvest. I have faith.
Okay. I'm going to be with you on that one.
Okay.
I'm going to stay with you. Up next, we have the first look. I think this is the first look, right? Or one of the first looks. Alberta Ferretti custom gown. I think this is a beautiful dress, but I'm mostly taken by the wig.
It's a crazy wig. It's a crazy wig. It looks really good, too. I love the makeup. Very, like, subtle, romantic, light, very romance movie sort of makeup, which I think is what they're going for. It's Gorgina. I love it.
What is that lighting called that they do in paintings? Charusco or something? I can't remember what it's called. But it's, like, it's very celestial, heavenly. Mm. And this hair, I love the middle part. We could give the bangs a miss for a minute.
We could take a, you know, we could go back to the middle part for just a day, just to see what it felt like. You never know.
Didn't it feel good?
I'm saying, I'm looking at it now and I'm saying she loved it. So where is it?
Bring it back.
Yeah.
And then we have finally to discuss, I'm sure there are more looks that we could discuss, but we're going to end it here. Another Cavalli custom dress, great gown, horrible wig.
Yeah, it evokes what she wants it to evoke.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I get what she's doing. I just hate
it. I wouldn't choose it for her to wear again. I do really like the dress, though. I like the gown a lot. It's very, it's just like perfect for what she was trying to do. And like, I love the like frittered little pieces waving around. I hate the dance. Everybody else loves the dance. I think it's paced awkwardly. Whatever. I'll be on my island.
I find it really hard to learn. If you cut it off here, you're literally looking at Liza Minnelli or Paul McCartney. The wig. That.
It's none of my business. It's none of my
because
business.
Because you can cut it off here because it's like they look like two separate hairstyles.
Absolutely.
It's like if Paul McCartney was like, I want extensions for this show, would that be crazy if I just put like two singular tracks in the back of my head on my already normal hair? And everyone was like, yes, that's what this looks like.
And what's killing me is that the other two girls are wearing incredibly similar, if not the same, wigs, but they're styled just differently.
It looks normal.
Oh, this is killing me.
Oh, Taylor, that's the hair that I had when I was 17 years old. Well. She wanted to do a Shane Dawson moment. That's fine.
She did. Thank you, Taylor.
And that's our review. Honestly, of all the album imagery, it's up there.
Yes, for Showgirl, it's definitely up there. What's interesting is that, like, Reputation was so, like, weird. And, like, it has, like, you know, it's, like, it's not the same as this one. Like, yes, it's the same photographer, but, like, Showgirl was really referencing a lot of deep, like, specific stuff. Reputation didn't have specific references. So, like, Showgirl Reputation and the referencing is, like, so delicious to me. And, like, the things that you're supposed to get out of them, like, what it's supposed to remind you of, it's perfect. They did a really good job.
Rep also has, in the photo shoot, way fewer looks. There's like three or four looks for the entire shoot. Whereas with Showgirl, it was like, we're doing a whole different shoot for every look. Instead of, because a lot of the looks in the Reputation shoot are just her against a background in different looks. And she's serving, don't get me wrong.
They're some of the greatest pictures ever taken. But the Showgirl pictures are just so much more. There's like stories in the pictures, which I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely Gorgina. I love the Showgirl photo shoot. Seriously. I love it.
If only it wasn't the chopped font extravaganza.
Yeah, that's none of my business. None of my business. Remove the font and we've got some perfect images, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good place to stop on some Tay positivity. We're feeling Tay positive. We're feeling Tay positive.
I'm feeling Tay positive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling Tay positive.
If you want more Tay positive, patreon.com/astrologist. I'm telling you, get in before we start getting and cooking real good stuff.
Oh, with the kitchen is open and the pans are getting hot. So come on in. We got plenty.
Be there.
Yeah.
Or be square.